Oh, hello. You are listening to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 155. Feels like it's been a minute since we put out an episode, but that's what happens when you release two episodes back to back and then skip a weekend. Regardless of our release schedule, feels good to be back in here. Many, many thanks to Z for sitting down and talking to us on the last episode, and thank you for releasing Trauma Center. That album is intense. Honestly, it gets better every time I listen to it. If you haven't heard it yet, go fix that. As you may know, this show is part of a network of shows released via We Own This Town. New episodes from My Fantasy Funeral and Nashville Demystified were released recently, and I suggest you go check them out. Spencer Cullum Jr. is the guest on My Fantasy Funeral, and he has such great picks for songs to play at his funeral. It's both amusing and entirely heartfelt. Nashville Demystified has a double whammy of episodes all about Ernest P. Worrell, aka Jim Varney. Somehow, host Alex Steed managed to get the real lowdown on his history. It's good stuff. Oh, and San Dimas Today did an episode covering toxic fandom. Spot on. There's so much good stuff on We Own This Town. I am massively biased, but I cannot recommend enough that you go to weownthistown.net, click on podcast in the navigation, subscribe to everything you see, and listen to it regularly. Thank you very much in advance. More new shows are on the way, too. I've been editing them, so I know what's happening. Okay, before we start, remember you can find us at We Own This Town on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We're also streaming all these podcasts on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Stitcher, all the things. Get in touch if you want to submit music, give us some feedback, just say hello, whatever. We're there. All right, we're going to dive right in, and I'm telling you right now, this week's episode is all over the place, in a good way. My kind of episode. Prepare yourself. Punk rock from Depression Breakfast with Believe Me, I'm Not Lying. I know punk rock isn't everyone's cup of tea, but there's few better formats for screaming about the inequalities and injustices of the world, and Depression Breakfast is crushing it in both departments. If you weren't paying attention, that track was all about the lack of belief towards women who undergo some form of trauma. That refrain of who would believe it is empowering and upsetting. I mean, the fact that we even need songs like this sucks. That single was released via To Go Records, and there's a full-length album that goes along with it that comes out August 2nd. I believe the band will be on pause indefinitely after that, as one of the members is moving out of the country, but that's the power of recordings, right? This will still provide itself as an anthem for those that hear it, discover it, and kind of live by some of its messages. I'm into it. All right, next up, let's do something entirely, entirely different. Rhapsodize your love. Rhapsodize your love. She like my Cheeto fingers, she like the rhythm of it. I read Sun Tzu, tippy toe in the mirror for it. I let the symbol turn a message for a lesser foe. I let her slide on top of the dome until I'm blessing walls. Too real for me. I let a moment pass, press until she's still on me. Now you feel on me, this a meal to me. This a breather to me, this is easy for me. Rhapsodize your love for a minute. Some suffice to pray with intention. I prefer to act with the vengeance. I'm on my best, this I'm on my best behavior for you. I've been patient for you. I've been waiting, I've been waiting. When the sun set hits your eyes, it's like I'm falling again. Came up on me with a tattoo mouth. Oh my god, she don't wanna do a talking or 10 round town. Then my baby from the boots to the straps now. I be eating hella food, getting fat now. Bust down, little mama with that bat, wow. Put your hands on the bottom. Rhapsodize your love. Rhapsodize your love. That was Lack Honey with Rhapsodize, a single that I just happened to stumble upon on Bandcamp. Looking a little bit deeper into Lack Honey, there is a lot more to enjoy. There's an EP called Sticky that was released in 2019, and there's three other singles with this same R&B, hip-hop, soul kind of blend. This track's a little dancey, it's a little laid back. It's a nice companion to these dog days of summer as we slip into the cooler days of fall. Overall, I am very excited that I stumbled upon this, and it serves as an excellent reminder, please post your music to Bandcamp. I understand the benefits of Spotify, but I don't know how I would have ever found this otherwise. Please, tell all your artist friends. If you're a musician and you're hearing this, or you are a person who has musician friends, which I know you do because you are probably living in Nashville, tell them to put their stuff on Bandcamp. It's free, and there's weirdos like me that will find your music and put it on a podcast. Can't be all bad, right? I mean, there's so much stuff on Spotify from Lack Honey. Seriously, go check it out. I'll link it from the episode detail page. But nice work, Lack Honey. You did it. You put it on Bandcamp. I found it. It led me down some paths, and now I'm following on the things. I'm a fan. All right, let's keep switching it up and go in a completely different direction. Mm-hmm. That was Personal Shoegaze favorite, Tape Deck Mountain, with the unreleased track, Screen Savior. That's actually a live version of the song that was released as part of the Q Sessions coming out of Berry Hill. If you've ever driven around that area, you've likely seen the studio County Q, which is now recording sessions, live sessions, and releasing them at monkeyriotrecordings.com and on YouTube. There's sessions from Hari, Tom Pappas Collection, Hurts to Laugh, Anchor Thieves, Bill Eberly, Sad Baxter, and more, like regional bands too, not just local bands. They keep adding sessions and they look and sound great. I really love this Tape Deck Mountain song because I love all Tape Deck Mountain songs. It's best experienced very loudly, and I can only hope it shows up on their next release. All right, can we keep switching styles? I think we can. That was Try from Tan off of the 2x10 EP, which, believe it or not, does not just contain two tracks. There's five of these. I picked Try only because it was the shortest of the bunch. The rest have a runtime in the 5-minute plus range, but I just wanted to give you a taste of the style contained on the record. Tan cites Giorgio Moroder, Patrick Cowley, and High Energy as sources of inspiration, and it definitely shows. You could throw Fisher Spooner into that mix too, but that's a bit redundant. So anyone that cites Moroder and Cowley is going to get extra attention from me, a very attentive listen, and I'm really happy that I spent time with this. The whole EP is a great listen. It's phenomenal that we've got this kind of music spilling out of Nashville. I mean, punk rock of Depression Breakfast, the R&B soulful fun of Black Honey, and then High Energy from Tan and Shoegaze from Tape Deck Mountain. It's blowing my mind over here, y'all. We're on a high wire. This is great. Let's go to another genre.
They shot another man today. We were on our way to a movie matinee. We transferred from the train to the bus when they detoured us around. On your lips you wore a darker shade of red. lying dead. Didn't know what else to say, so we skipped the movie and we walked the dying light away. There's a message on someone's phone. I left my wallet on the bed at home. Oh, so I'll meet you in the city. Five days late, we finally.
Eberle with In the City off of his album Soft Light. That record came out in September of 2018, and I don't know what my deal was, but I listened to it and it did not stick. I tried a few times, but the album just didn't grab me. For whatever reason, I dipped my toe back in the water and I got it. I fell prey to that problem of listening to the first few bars of a song and judging it too quickly. I admit it. But I've learned my lessons. I went back and I'm really enjoying it. The album overall has a lot of instrumentation that you'd expect from this kind of genre, like acoustic guitars and light drums and a little flourish here and there from an unexpected organ or maybe a flute. But there's a particular power to the lyrics that I don't think should be understated. I mean, this song in particular tackles police brutality right out of the gate. There's actually a bit of a write-up on the Grimey's website about this record that I could never come close to being as articulate about, so I'll just read it. Quote, "It serves as a balm, a salve for the state of the world today. Not your typical protest songs. These tunes attempt to find solace in the fragility of the world and to assert the healing power of music during darker times." End quote. I don't know if he likes his music being called a salve or a balm, but that seems to be right on the nose. It's protest music, but obviously in a different way than Depression Breakfast. It's still nice to hear musicians comment on the dumpster fire of the world in interesting and unique ways. Go check it out. It's a great album from top to bottom, one that you should really give full attention to. Okay, we're going to wrap this up, and we're going to go real delightful, but we're also going to go in a new direction. So here's our last track. Nudity covering Elastica's Connection from the 1995 self-titled Elastica album and the newly released Scattered Smothered covered EP from Nudity. I really like this version of the song. I mean, I really love the original. I cannot tell you how many times I've listened to the original of that song. The Elastica album was one of those heavy rotations for me, so there's a little bit of bias going in here. I really like this version, and they paired it with a cover of Search and Destroy from Iggy and the Stooges. They're both great. I really like Nudity's original songs, but they do a stellar job when it comes to covers. They released a version of Cannonball from the Breeders a while back that was excellent. So we got three covers from them here. I don't know if this is the end of the release. I kind of like hope and dream a little bit that there's more on the way, but I don't know. That's a lot to ask. This is already excellent. I don't want to be greedy. They do great music. I love their original songs, but they do such a good job of capturing the thing of the original, but then making it their own. You can't do better than that. Go seek this out. Follow them on all the things. Enjoy. That's it, though. Let me tell you, there was a bunch of stuff I wanted to play this week, but they just didn't make the cut because we got to stop somewhere. But hopefully in the future, I can play new stuff from Ascent of Everest, Thad Kopeck, Your Gaze, Twin. It's a long list. There's so much new music. Maybe the next episode won't be an interview. It'll just be more new music because there's such an onslaught of it. But for now, that's it. Please keep hitting me up on the old social networks. We are at We Own This Town on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. I should say and Twitter. It's all of them, not or. The music bed for this show is from Upright T-Rex Music. You can find them at uprightt-rexmusic.com. Thank you so much for listening. This show is a pleasure to make, and I appreciate that there's people listening. I'm at least assuming that you're out there. I'm just kidding. I have metrics. I know you're out there. So thanks so much. I'll talk at you next time. Bye.